Israel's far-right government has advanced a controversial draft law authorizing the death penalty for Palestinians accused of killing Israelis, a move that critics say reflects the regime's growing extremism and defiance of international pressure. The bill, pushed by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, passed its first reading in the Knesset on Monday. It stipulates capital punishment for anyone causing the death of an Israeli citizen out of hatred or intent to harm Israel, and forbids sentence reductions once the ruling is finalized. Ben-Gvir hailed it is a historic step, even distributing sweets in parliament after the vote. Observers view the legislation as an attempt by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet to contain public discontent after its failure to achieve victory in Gaza. Despite months of bombardment, Israel has not destroyed Hamas or secured the release of captives, eroding settlers' confidence in the regime's power. Analysts warn the measure also targets Palestinian prisoners whom Israel sees as symbol of resistance. Former inmates like Yahya Sinwar have inspired renewed anti-occupation movements, promoting fears among Israeli officials that prisons have become incubators for resistance leadership. The bill, alongside other hardline laws, such as banning a Palestinian state and expanding settlements, is seen as part of a broader campaign to intimidate Palestinians, suppress dissent, and block international efforts toward Palestinian statehood. Critics say it cements Israel's image as a state bent on domination rather than coexistence.